Robbie Romeiser here. I'm excited about today's program, so excited, in fact, that I've included a bonus material for you after the on-air portion of Career Callings finishes playing. I trust you will be blessed, as I have been, by today's featured guest.
Do you know what the scariest thing is? To not know your place in this world. To not know why you're here. It's just an awful feeling.
It is a wonderful day in the neighborhood. Welcome to another edition of Career Callings. I'm your host, Robbie Romeiser, and our purpose at Career Callings is to help people avoid the financial and emotional pain of a bad career decision by helping them find, prepare for, and pursue the work God has called them to do. You can join us today by phone, text, or email at 864-381-7649. That's 864-381-7649. Or you can reach me by email at robbie@careercallings.net. That's R-O-B-B-I-E @careercallings.net. You know, the Bible talks a lot about vision and how without vision, the people perish. And of course, in that particular context, it's talking specifically about God's vision for his people. And that's what this program is all about. And that's why I'm so excited to have as my guest today, a gentleman who's written a book called Vision to the Top. And his name is Justin Ledford. Justin has achieved high levels of success in four different industries before the age of 30. He is a Hall of Fame salesperson with millions of dollars in direct sales. And he has simultaneously built a marketing organization of over 4,500 people, a construction company that produces over $1 million in sales annually. And he's also an active real estate investor. He speaks frequently at personal growth seminars, sharing his mastery of how to achieve big goals while living a dream-fulfilled life. And Master Ledford, I think you also lived the dream recently by going on a nice vacation up in the state of Maine and going scuba diving, if I remember correctly, with your wife, Sarah. Is that true?
Oh, man, Robbie, thanks so much for having me. And yeah, we went to Maine. My friend has a summer cottage out there, and that's the best type of friend to have, right?
Absolutely.
And I actually free dive. Free dive is an extreme sport where you don't have anything hooked up to you. And we all have something called the master switch of life. And we only access it whenever we get to a certain depth underwater when we're holding our breath. I've trained my lungs, my heart, my mind to be able to hold my breath for sometimes a minute, sometimes a couple minutes, depending on the stresses and the pressure. And what I do is I dive on one breath, eyes closed. Once you get past 40 feet, anti-gravity takes into effect. You pressurize and you start to sink. The bottom of the lake or the ocean starts to pull you down. There's no more gravity. And it's an extremely beautiful world down there under the water. It's like nothing you've ever experienced before. The rays of the sun, the color of the logs, the different types of plants and vegetation and animals. It's beautiful, man. And it's one of my biggest passions. What I live for is to see God's creation in different beautiful places. And while I'm there, I always bring my snorkel gear and I free dive.
That's amazing. I don't know why I thought it was scuba diving, and I'm that much more impressed and actually a little bit frightened. I don't think I could do that, to be honest with you, pal. My hat's off to you. You are a braver man than I am. I can tell you that.
Well, you know, everything is difficult until it becomes easy.
That's
the saying that I live by. And the first couple times there was like a frightenedness or fear. But then I realized that there's been people of the ancient past that used to dive for 10, 15, 20 minutes, and they understood the skill. And once we learn from a pro, you know, it becomes easy because we learn from the pro.
Yeah, good point. Very good point. Well, tell us a little bit more about Justin Ledford and tell us about where you are in your life right now and how God has led you to that point vocationally.
Well, I'm 29 years old and I'm married. I have a beautiful wife. I believe strongly in the Lord and how he guides me in everything that I do. I started working out in labor, like painting houses, mowing yards, you know, doing hot, sweaty work out here in Texas. It's super humid as well. And I realized that that was not the thing that I wanted to pursue forever. I found that my passion was with dealing with people and talking and like sales and entrepreneurship. And, you know, praise be to the creator. I've had a friend who recommended me to sell a product called Cutco Knives, which is like an American made kitchen knife company. And I've been blessed to be the number one producer in Houston for about 11 years now. And with that, I've saved some money and my wife and I, we were able to start our own construction company. What we do there is we specialize in storm restoration and our main priority is roofing. So we build roofs after a big storm. We hire individuals. We teach them how to believe in themselves, how to set goals, how to make sales. And eventually, you know, we give them the opportunity to go run their own office. So that's where I'm at right now. I own the construction company. I still do sales direct. And I empower people through my message of the book that I wrote.
And tell me about that book, Vision to the Top. Tell me about, just real quickly, its message and what kind of drove you to write it in the first place.
That's awesome. I really appreciate you allowing me to do that. Well, about 6 years ago, I cut my hand off selling the Cutco knives. They're super sharp. They're on the History Channel as the world's sharpest knives, literally. And I was cutting a pumpkin and I decided to pull out a brand new knife, unwrap it, take the sheath off. I got on one knee for better leverage. I put my hand on the pumpkin. I put the right, and with my right hand, I stuck the knife into the pumpkin. I put my left hand on the pumpkin and I just pushed down and before I knew it, the blade went all the way through the pumpkin and it went through my hand, but I didn't notice. I stood up and I had this heat, this extreme heat in my left hand. I was standing up and I look at my hand and it looked perfectly fine. And all of a sudden it just split open and fell. It's pretty intense story. Long story short, you know, I'm big proponent and believer of personal growth. The more that we grow, the more that everything in our life grows. Fortunately, I was able to experience Tony Robbins' seminar, and that's where a lot of personal growth and develop happens. He's got a show on Netflix called I'm Not Your Guru. It's free and it's awesome to take a look at. And I walked on fire at that seminar like warriors of the past used to do. Sounds kind of crazy, I know, but it's a personal growth development. And long story short, I learned that my mind is whatever God has intended for me, no man can tell me differently. And the doctor looked at me and said to me right before surgery, he said, you'll never use your hand again. And I, right after that seminar, I looked right back in his eyes and I said, I will not accept your diagnosis. Mm. And because I understood that God is ultimately in control of everything, you know, he's sustainer of the universe. He's got the whole world in his hands, literally the universe in his hands. How can some man tell me what, you know, I didn't believe the guy. Long story short, I made the choice and I realized that we all have choices. And I could have easily, you know, got the medication that they're prescribing and went down the wrong end. You know, I've heard of people doing that. Or I could use what I learned at the personal growth seminars, you know, meditation, prayer, the positive thinking, positive affirmations. How to use visualization to heal myself faster with a strong belief that God has greatness intended for me. And within a week, I was back in sales. I was having people drive me to my appointments. I was dedicated to healing myself, you know, through everything I just mentioned. And 6 months later, I'm moving my fingers and I go back to that doctor and, you know, I showed him and he was just blown away that I was able to use my hand. So from there, I took that experience and more personal growth, and I wrote a book called Visions to the Top. For the last 10 years, I've been practicing meditation, power of prayer and affirmations. And most importantly, it's an elite tactic called visualization, where you visualize your day, how you intend God's plan folding out. You visualize your week or your month or your year. You tap into your senses. It's a multi-sensory endeavor. Olympic athletes use this, celebrities, some of the most successful people, you know, prophets of the past, they use visualization and meditation and prayer to achieve what they wanted in life. So I decided to write a book about that. From all my experiences of visualization, I also interviewed several very successful people who use visualization and meditation as well, and prayer. And I put it all in one awesome book. It's just been a journey, man. It's been a blessing writing that book.
Well, that is an amazing story. Have you had a full recovery in your ability to use your hand, or is there some limitation there?
Well, all my four fingers work, except, I mean, every finger works, but my pointer finger on my left hand is always kind of numb.
Well, praise the Lord, though, that you're able to use what you get, what you have been able to regain. That is an absolute blessing of the Lord. And, you know, I tell you, years ago, I was pretty big into consuming a lot of personal development material. Now that I look back on it, you know, some of it was biblically based, some of it was not. But one of the big things that always stuck with me was Earl Nightingale's Strangest Secret. You ever heard of that before, The Strangest Secret by Earl Nightingale?
I'm going to write that down. I'm a big fan of Earl Nightingale. I've never heard of that, but I definitely look forward to learning about it.
Yeah, he had a radio program, and he ought to do, for at least for a time in his life, and his 45-minute radio program called The Strangest Secret. He wrote the script to inspire his insurance agents to become better insurance salespeople. And it was the first spoken record to ever go gold. And I consumed it years ago. And the whole point of it basically is this. We become what we think about. And no doubt he got that inspiration from other people before him, like the late Napoleon Hill, who wrote Think and Grow Rich. But what a lot of people don't realize is that truth, we become what we think about, is based in the Bible. Proverbs 23:7 says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." So many people these days don't acknowledge, like you and I, Justin, the biblical basis for all the wisdom that actually works on this planet. And I'm so grateful that you're able and willing to give the Lord the proper credit for healing you and doing what he did. So praise the Lord for that.
Amen. That's where it comes from.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And with that thought, we're going to go off to the break. Come back in a few minutes for more from our featured guest today, Justin Ledford. We all have to learn how to pursue God's calling, and that learning requires tons and tons of reading. But if you're like me, life is so busy that it's hard to find time to read. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Audible. Audible has over 180,000 audiobooks to help you listen and learn on the go. Audible has made me so much more productive, enabling me to learn while I drive, exercise, or work around the house. I know Audible can do the same for you, and that's why I've teamed up with Audible to give my listeners a free audiobook to see if audiobook learning is right for you. Go to audibletrial.com/careercallings and claim your free audiobook today. That's audibletrial.com/careercallings, audibletrial.com/careercallings. The Romeiser family became Amazon Prime members years ago. With fast free shipping, exclusive access to movies and TV shows, ad-free music, unlimited photo storage, and free Kindle books, it was a no-brainer. To give Amazon Prime a free test drive for your family, go to careercallings.net/resources. That's careercallings.net/resources.
Westgate Christian School is known for offering an excellent and affordable Christ-centered education. From K-3 through 12th grade, we engage our students in the classroom and we challenge them on the playing field with competitive sports like soccer, volleyball, basketball, and golf. At Westgate Christian, we know there's a time to learn and a time to play. Call 576-4953 and come take a tour. Meet our staff online at wbcs.org. Call 576-4953 today for more information.
Let me tell you about something my family did several years ago. We dropped our health coverage and joined Samaritan Ministries, a Christian medical needs sharing ministry that's been around since 1994. Joining Samaritan Ministries not only saved my family hundreds of dollars per month, it also helped us stop paying insurance premiums that were funding all kinds of unbiblical practices that we don't support. Every month, the more than 49,000 households of Samaritan Ministries share more than $14 million in medical needs under a program that satisfies the Affordable Care Act's requirement that you have insurance or pay a penalty tax. The program also gives you total control over which doctors you see. The Romeiser family has found a health care home at Samaritan Ministries, and we'd like to invite you to join us. To learn more about Samaritan Ministries and if it's right for you, go to SamaritanMinistries.org. That's SamaritanMinistries.org. And if you choose to apply, be sure to support Career Callings by letting them know that Robbie Romeiser referred you.
I opened the digital doors of careercallings.net in 2014. I did the same with my daily devotional site, todaysquotefromgod.com, in 2012. Since day one, I've hosted both of my websites with award-winning HostGator. HostGator raises the bar for speed, reliability, support, and value. If you need a place to host your new or existing website, go to careercallings.net/resources to get 20% off new web hosting plans as a Career Callings listener. That's careercallings.net/resources.
You found Christian Talk 660.
But our lives aren't just measured in years. They're measured in the lives of people we touch around us.
This feels like my calling and my purpose in life. There's something different about this journey that's more heart connected.
Purpose is more than just your core of your own self. It's beyond your own identity. Everybody ultimately wants to serve other people.
You can have everything in life you want. You'll just help enough other people get what they want.
And that little bit of sadness in the mornings you spoke of, perhaps you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Welcome back to segment number two of Career Callings. I'm your host, Robbie Romeiser. And our purpose at Career Callings is to help people avoid the financial and emotional pain of a bad career decision by helping them find, prepare for, and pursue the work God has called them to do. You can join us today by phone, text, or email at 864-381-7649. That's 864-381-7649. Or by email at robbie@careercallings.net. That's R-O-B-B-I-E at careercallings.net. And I am just very excited to get back into my conversation with Justin Ledford. Justin, have you ever had a time in your career journey where you just had an absolute total failure that you learned a big, huge lesson from? And if you have, could you kind of share with us what that failure was and what the lesson was that you learned?
Yeah, absolutely. This was an extremely tough moment in my life. It's just kind of brings up, you know, different emotions just bringing it up. I started investing in real estate without getting professional guidance. And I started to have some, you know, decent wins. I was making a little bit of money on this flip and that flip. But all of a sudden, I got in over my head. I started getting a little more aggressive and I got in two deals, back to back, huge losses. And they were equivalent what I make in an entire year of work. Mm. And at the same time, we had some really tough set of customers that we were dealing with our construction company. And, you know, so I was going through the big losses and everything and tough customers. And it was extremely challenging for me. And I'm so glad, you know, God got me through that. You know, even though I know that the Creator has everything perfectly under control, I still, for some reason, felt, you know, stressed out and I'm just so grateful to be past that stage in my life. But that was definitely the most challenging part in my life, dealing with those two losses and those upset customers.
Well, what lesson did the Lord teach you through that tough time?
Wow, that is amazing. Well, as an entrepreneur, that's a great question. We can see opportunity everywhere. And, you know, as an entrepreneur, my tip is not to spread myself or your audience, you know, here at Career Callings, don't spread yourself too thin. Focus on what you know. Focus on your strengths and utilize those strengths that God gave you and do that kind of work. So that's the biggest skill that I learned. You know, I'm focusing on my strengths now and doing what I'm good at instead of just trying to juggle all this opportunity and that opportunity.
Yeah, that's great advice. And we'll talk a little bit more about strengths and weaknesses in just a minute, because those are so key into helping us identify what we are supposed to be doing vocationally for the Lord. But before I get there, I just want to ask you this question, kind of on the flip side of that coin. What has been your biggest career success and what made it so successful?
Man, I love your questions. my biggest career success would have been when our company, the construction company, we hit over $1 million in sales. At the same time, I was having my best year in sales and direct sales business. And also, I started my book that same year. My health was good. You know, my spirituality, my faith, everything was, and still to this day, is going great. So I'm in that moment right now, the biggest career moment of my life and success. It's happening right now.
And what do you think's been the biggest driver of you getting to that place in your vocation?
I would say a couple things. every morning I pray. I give, you know, my time to the Lord. I do my visualization practice, which I've learned and like mastered, seeing what I want to achieve every day. I see my day before it happens. And then what I do is I make a plan. I grab my daily, weekly calendar out and I make a plan. I put a to-do list. And then what I do is I attack that to-do list. Like the most difficult thing on that to-do list, I always get that done first. And then what it does is it opens up energy for me to focus on the other things. So the biggest tip I'd say is, you know, the power of prayer, knowing what you want, setting a goal, sticking to that goal, and completing that goal.
You know, years ago, I heard a euphemism that goes something like this: eat that frog first thing in the morning and everything else tastes pretty good after that. So you kind of said that when you do your most undesirable task first thing in the morning to get it out of the way. And I think really one of the reasons why it's such a good thing to do it first thing in the morning is because most people, at least I've experienced this in my life, and I think it's probably safe to say most people have a little bit more discipline first thing in the morning when they're fresher than when they get a little bit more fatigued throughout the day. So to have that, tackle that thing first thing in the morning is smart. And before I ask you the next question, let me just kind of set it up this way. For several years now, I've been a certified consultant with Crown Ministries to administer the Career Direct Assessment that the late Larry Burkett came up with to help people discover their vocational calling in life, that the Lord has given to them. And one of the things we look at is the personality of a person. And at the end of that personality profile, we get a list of their biggest strengths and their biggest weaknesses. And we teach people that the best way to have a clue of what kind of stuff you ought to be doing for the Lord is to focus on your strengths, and nothing wrong with trying to make your weaknesses stronger, but really to delegate your weaknesses to other people. So with that kind of a setup, I'm curious to know what you have discovered is your biggest strength. And then we'll come back and ask you what you have discovered to be your biggest weakness. Let's start with your strength.
It's funny. I actually took one of those strength finder profile things.
Yeah.
And my biggest strength is focus. That's my number one biggest strength. So I'm able to focus, write down a goal and then put extreme focus in getting that goal done, whether it's a big or a small goal. That is my number one strength, focus.
How about your biggest weakness?
My biggest weakness is I really need to get better at setting up systems in business and, you know, in my life, and also delegating tasks to my team. Cause, you know, there's a saying like, oh, I can do it all myself. Or there's another saying where if somebody can do it as 80% as good as you can, then you should just let them do that task, because delegation allows you to free you up to do other things the Lord's called for you.
Yeah, yeah. Do you find yourself, do you have a little bit of a perfectionist streak in you a little bit?
Yeah, that's my weakness, is because I'm trying to get better, and I'm getting better at delegating tasks to people. And because of my perfectionist mentality, yes, I admit.
Yeah, I'm with you there, pal. I'm with you there. But, you know, you're right. The older I get, you know, I'm in my mid-40s now, and the older I get, the more I realize that no one accomplishes anything for the Lord all by yourself. You really do have to have partners come along the way, whether they be employees or you know, partners in business or whatever. You need people to help you achieve the goal. That's because God gave us all different strengths and weaknesses in order to be able to have to rely on each other to accomplish his work. Was there a time in your life when you were maybe confused about which career path God would have you follow? And if so, how did God clear the smoke for you so you knew which way to go?
Well, yeah, actually, there's been times in my life when I was spread too thin, you know, doing real estate flips, running my construction company, doing direct sales. And I realized that, you know, I was lacking in other areas of my life, like intellectual. I wasn't reading books or spiritual faith. I wasn't, you know, maybe spending enough time on my praise and worship. I realized that I really need to just focus on what the strengths that God gave me and God blessed me with. So I'm constantly reminded of my aha moment, and I teach it to my sales team. It's the power of prayer, having firm belief in what you're praying for, you know, or the power of a made up mind, how important it is to fill our souls with positive information.
You know, you mentioned two things there that made me think of the book of James. You mentioned, first of all, you know, pray for direction. And I don't always remember Bible references as well as I should, but I know it's in the book of James. It talks about how if any of you lack wisdom, ask the Lord for it. And that's what we ought to be doing in prayer all the time when we're looking for direction on what the next step is for him. And the other thing that came to mind, you mentioned the power of a made-up mind. Interesting that you did that. There's another passage in the first chapter of James that talks about how a double-minded man, a man that does not know or hasn't made up his mind on what to focus on, is not going to be able to accomplish anything for the Lord. And it actually says specifically, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. And wow. So I appreciate you sharing that, because that's, again, both those points are, you know, directly out of the book of James and the Bible. Biblical wisdom, once again, on display in Justin Ledford's life. Next
Thank
question.
You.
Yeah, you bet. Next question for you. If you could recommend just one book other than the Bible, which we've established on our program here is the number one book everybody should consume to learn God's wisdom. But outside of that, one book other than the Bible, and of course, Vision to the Top, would you recommend to our listeners and why?
Man, that's awesome. One of my favorite books is called The Miracle Morning. It's by Hal Elrod. And that book, it just really put a reality check for me in my life. After I read it, I went on to write a best-selling book in 90 days after reading that book. I was so excited and so passionate from the story and the outline. It's called The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod.
What's the miracle of the morning? I'm all about cheating. I don't mind reading the last page of a book. So tell me what what the miracle of the morning is.
So this man, we actually worked together over 10 years ago, and he went through some serious issues. He got in a wreck. He died out on the scene for 6 minutes. He was dead. And like the car caved in. Long story short, he went through a similar situation where the doctor said, you'll never walk again. And he knew that that wasn't true because they're not God. And he started studying the most successful people of the past, all of them. And he's like, okay, well, I need to do this one thing. Well, this person does this thing. This person does that thing. And he found out the SAVERS, life savers. And that's an acronym starting, which stands for silence, affirmation, visualization, exercise, reading, and scribing. And basically, if you spend 5 minutes or an hour doing those, you can literally, you feel fulfilled, and you do this in the morning before you even go to work. So you spend that 5 minutes or 30 minutes and you feel incredible. I actually did that. And that's how I ended up writing my book, by doing that practice every day for 90 days. I still do it to this day as well.
Last question, Justin Ledford, what is the best way people can connect with you?
Yeah, thank you so much, Robbie. VisionsToTheTop.com. That is VisionsToTheTop.com. Or they can go to JustinLedford.net and, you know, find out more about me. I'm giving away 2 free chapters on VisionsToTheTop.com to your career callings group so they can see if they like it. Again, that's VisionsToTheTop.com for 2 free chapters.
That's awesome. Justin, I appreciate you doing that for my audience, and thank you for taking time out of your busy day to come be a guest on the Career Callings Radio Show.
You're very welcome, Robbie. Praise be to God, and bless you, sir.
Amen. Well, that wraps up another edition of Career Callings, and as always, you can go to careercallings.net/radio to get a podcast version of today's broadcast. And as always, on the podcast version, you'll get lots of bonus material from our interview with Justin Ledford that we could not fit on the on-air version of the show. So that's careercallings.net/radio. And remember, seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. God bless.
We all have to learn how to pursue God's calling, and that learning requires tons and tons of reading. But if you're like me, life is so busy that it's hard to find time to read. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Audible. Audible has over 180,000 audiobooks to help you listen and learn on the go. Audible has made me so much more productive, enabling me to learn while I drive, exercise, or work around the house. I know Audible can do the same for you, and that's why I've teamed up with Audible to give my listeners a free audiobook to see if audiobook learning is right for you. Go to audibletrial.com/careercallings and claim your free audiobook today. That's audibletrial.com/careercallings, audibletrial.com/careercallings.
I want to drill down on something you just said, though, when you talked about how you visualize how you your day, how you want your day to go. And another thing I've heard in the past is, you know, one of the best things we can do is plan out our ideal day. Do you mind sharing real quickly with the audience if you have an ideal day set up or however it is you visualize your day, kind of what that breaks down to look like, so it might give some people some clues on how to apply it to their lives?
I wake up in the morning and I brush my teeth, I wash my face, I say my prayers, and then I'll sit down where I can be non-disturbed. And it's just an amazing feeling just getting silence. How often do we have silence in our life? How often are we bombarded by emails and text? And I never look at my phone in the morning, because what that does is it puts us in a reactive state instead of a proactive state. And that's a tip for, you know, your audience here at Career Callings. Is do not look at your phone in the morning. Do your prayer and then focus on your breathing. Just sit there with your spine erect. Focus on gratitude of all the blessings the Lord has given you. Flash through your mind with your eyes closed. Flash through what you're grateful for. It might have happened yesterday or a week ago or a month ago or 5 years ago. Go through past visions where you felt happy and where you felt love, where you felt passion, where you felt gratitude. So you tap into those, and that might only last 5 minutes, but you'll notice the more that you do it, the more your spirit, your soul starts to feel fulfilled, and you'll actually start to wake up earlier to do it 10 minutes, maybe 15, maybe 20 minutes. And you're not going to do it every day, but it's like a muscle. You know, you go to the gym the first time, it's difficult. You go running the first time, it is difficult, but the more that you practice, the easier it becomes. A man without vision will perish, like it says in the Bible, like you mentioned. So it's really important for us to tap into our vision. What do we want to achieve today? And then we close our eyes and we feel a feeling of that vision coming to fruition. Those are the keys that I would say. Tap into the feelings of success as if they already happened. Tap into the feelings of success in the past, whether it be, you know, like I mentioned, love or gratitude. Tap into those feelings. Some people, there's different types of visualization. There's single imagery. There's multiple imagery. Single imagery is where you can only see one image at a time when your eyes are closed. Multiple imagery is when you can see multiple images of your past or your future, and they just flash before you. That's a little more advanced, but some people get it right immediately when they first start. Some people, they can't see the vision, either single or multiple. So the most powerful of all of it is the emotional state. So what I mean by that is your eyes are closed and you tap into positive emotions, gratitude, happiness, joy, fulfillment, love. And then you try to associate those positive emotions with past and future moments.
Mm-hmm. Reminds me of the Bible verse, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee." How are you using your career right now to impact others for Christ?
That's a great question. You know, like I was mentioning, personal growth and development, those are the two things that fulfill me the most. And whenever I'm in front of it, whether it be a client or somebody that works for me, by following the teachings of Jesus, you know, and living a good life, speaking words of excellence, and most importantly, doing deeds of excellence when nobody's looking, that is how I can impact others, you know, through the teachings of Christ. Because it's not always what you say, but it's what you do. And if we can do our best, you know, for a time there, probably still going on, I remember seeing "What Would Jesus Do" on like everybody's wrist.
Yeah.
And that is so true. It doesn't have to be a phase. That's life. If we can live according to what Jesus teaches, we can live a life of excellence.
You know, just recently, that I interviewed a gentleman for the show who is a corporate chaplain. And corporations hire his firm to actually bring the message of Christ and comfort to their workforce. And he told me that the way he builds relationships with people, he just goes in and asks about them and just exists as a person who cares for them, knowing that at some point when he asks them about themselves enough and attends to their needs enough, there will come an opportunity for a gospel conversation to take place. And so it sounds to me that's what you're doing. You're living out the life of Christ as we were commanded to do. And whenever the opportunity comes up, it's up to us at that point to seize or take make the effort, I should say, to actually share the words as well. So thank you for what you're doing for the Lord in that regard. Have you ever been faced with a challenge to your faith in the workplace? And if so, tell us a little bit about it and how you reacted to it.
Yeah, for sure. I've been faced with challenges all the time. I mean, regularly. It's, you know, before I wasn't always I'll just be straight up with everybody. I wasn't always like a God-conscious guy. You know, for years of my life, I didn't live a good life. Like constant sin. I was doing bad. You know, actually, evil was easy. It was always in my life. When I was young, you know, teenager, I didn't have guidance. I was listening to the wrong stuff, hanging around the wrong people. And then about 5 years ago, I was blessed to have the right people in my life just kind of show up. And, you know, whenever we're around great people, we start to change. Our conversations start to change. The type of diet we eat, the spirituality or faith begins to grow. And I'm really proud to say, and I'm totally blessed, it's very easy for me to do good and things that are, you know, pleasing to the Lord. And it's way hard for me to do evil because I'm more conscious of God.
Very good. Awesome. Well, what is the number one personal habit that you consistently adhere to? And we may have already touched on that, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What is the number one personal habit you consistently adhere to that drives your career success?
Well, besides daily prayer, visualization is my top habit that's made me super successful, I believe. You know, Albert Einstein and Thomas Edison, and they all understood that the brain is like a transmitter and a receiver of frequency. Our thoughts, like you mentioned, they have power. You also said earlier that we become what we think about. Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. So by using visualization properly, you know, a person, there's actually been scientific, you know, evidence behind this. It's proven that what happens is they rewire their subconscious mind towards that which they want. And when our inner world is in alignment with what we want, then in reality, it starts to happen in our outer world. And that's when we start to see miracles happen regularly. You know, some of your audience, they might not know what the practice of visualization is. It's a practice that some of the most successful men of the past used. Prophets, even today, you know, business owners, celebrities, Olympic athletes even use visualization. It's a practice where you go inward with your eyes closed and you focus on your breathing. And I'd love to share with you the five phases of visualization that I've kind of crafted that I do every morning. And it's real simple that anybody can do.
Yeah, go for it.
So the first phase is inward breath. This is where you go into a quiet place. And if you want to practice with me, you're welcome to close your eyes and do what I'm about to say. You go into your inward breath. You focus on your breathing. You sit down. You start to get relaxed. You take deep breaths. You calm your mind. You continue this type of breath throughout all the rest of the phases. And this might last for a minute or two. The phase one, inward breath. Phase two is past visions. Your eyes are still closed and you start to visually see and feel the moments from your past accomplishments. You run through several happy, positive moments from your past. Think about a moment that brought you joy. Think about a moment that you were grateful. And then you focus on phase three, future visions. Your eyes are still closed, except now you transition your mental imagery from past to future dreams. So visually, you want to see and feel future moments in time as if you're accomplishing them. These future moments can be anything that you're excited about achieving. any moment that you feel the Lord has for you that you want to come to fruition in your life. The fourth phase is turn up the frequency. Your eyes are still closed. You're still breathing. And you're still focused on future visions. You turn up your emotional dial. So imagine if you're feeling happy and you're seeing positive emotions, positive moments, turn up your emotional dial to a level 10. Put a smile on your face. Feel it as if it's a level 10 gratitude or happiness. What happens is that frequency of the reality that you want. And then the last is tap into God. So this is phase 5, the fifth phase. Once you get to this phase, you're almost done. With your eyes still closed, you continue your breathing. You end your visions. You try to see nothing but black space. You set your intention, being ready to accept the blessings which God has set for you. And I see my future as I intend it to be every day. Then the key is to take massive action.
Yep. Yeah, without that action to follow the vision, it's not going to go anywhere, is it, pal?
Amen.
You know, there were two big things I heard in your five steps of visualization. Number one, count your blessings. And there are all kinds of Bible verses about counting your blessings, offering sacrifices of thankfulness, thanksgiving, praise. So, yeah, definitely heard that there. Secondly, something I heard that a lot of people don't realize comes from the book of 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. And I'm going to read for you the Amplified Bible version of these two verses because it really helps me understand what they mean. 1 John chapter 5, 14 through 15 says this, "And this is the confidence, the assurance, the privilege of boldness which we have in Him. We are sure that if we ask anything, make any request according to His will, in agreement with His own plan, He listens to and hears us. And if since we positively know that He listens to us in whatever we ask, we also know with settled and absolute knowledge that we have granted us as our present possessions the requests made of Him." And so what that basically teaches me is that the process of visualization, there's some biblical root to that, obviously, because we are supposed to see into the future God answering our prayers and go ahead and claim those as present possessions, similar to knowing that, hey, you know, I've got Christmas presents under the Christmas tree. I know they're there gift wrapped for me. I just have to wait till Christmas to actually open them. So that same way, we can have things that we ask God for, knowing that He will grant them to us. We just have to wait for them to get here in His timing. And of course, He's not going to grant us anything that we pray for that's not according to His will. So that's a very, very crucial caveat there. So fantastic, fantastic. All right. Now, Justin, do you have a productivity tool, maybe internet-based, maybe not internet-based, that enables you to achieve, you know, maximum effectiveness in the workplace?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I do teach several productivity hacks in my book. It's generated me incredible success. But, you know, if I were just to share just a couple golden nuggets here with Career Callings, like right now on the spot, it has to be that having a daily or weekly planner, and I'm kind of old fashioned. I like to write it down with my pen and paper and I put a to-do list. I believe that's crucial. You know, like you mentioned earlier, one of the top tips, it's like you always try to get done the most difficult task first, because that closes heavy mental windows in your mind and it allows you to breeze through the rest of your day. And here's the catch on this ninja trick. I like to set a must-do goal every week, and I set a reward for myself. So for example, whatever your goal is for the week, set it on Sunday. I'll do 10 appointments, or I'll write 10 articles, or I'll work out 3 times, or, you know, I'll go to my son's game, or whatever that goal is. Write it out, put it in your calendar, how you're going to do it, what time you're going to do it. And here's the secret. Put a little reward at the end of your week. On Sunday or Saturday, if I do this, I will reward myself with. It doesn't have to be a big reward or cost you money. It could be just go sit at the park with my family for an hour. Or it could be, you know, make a cake for my family. But the key is you want to set a reward at the end of your week if you hit your goal. And if you hit your goal, then you get to have that little reward.
Now, a lot of our listeners are business owners, or perhaps they want to become business owners in the near future. So, in just a few moments, what, you know, 60 seconds, 90 seconds, however long it takes you, what three things would you tell a new startup business owner to do in order to be successful?
Take care of your health, work out regularly, eat quality food, you know, set realistic goals every week, make a plan to achieve those goals, get to work until you finish that goal. And lastly, we mentioned it twice already, focus on productive task, not busy task. A productive task gets you towards your goal. A busy task is checking emails or looking through your voicemails or being on Facebook. Focus on productive tasks that get you closer towards your goal.
Now, if you were sitting in a room of high school seniors, what would be the best piece of career advice you could give them as they prepare to go into the real world?
You know, I'm kind of old-fashioned. I was always taught, look people in the eyes when you talk to them and shake a person's hand with strength. Have a smile on your face. People like positive, you know, happy people. And decide on what you want to do. And then go find the person who does that best. And then learn from that person. Because you'll learn so much more and so much faster. And you'll promote within the company so much faster if you learn from the very best person doing what you want to do.
You know, speaking about visualization as much as we had today, the vision that just came to my mind when you said that is put down the iPhone and build relationships. That's one of the best things you can do to build a vocation that honors the Lord.